Cousin Joe Show, the Cousin Joe Show. It's Cousin Joe and Dan. Joe's hardcore pimping, got the boomer tech ballin'. Just give it a minute and Royce will be calling. That's right, Cousin Joe Show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe Show will be right back.
Welcome. Good evening.
Welcome.
How is everybody?
I'm good.
I always ask that like I'm going to hear a response, Dan.
I said I'm good.
Oh, I wasn't talking to you, though.
Oh.
Thanks for joining us. Twice in 1 week now.
I know.
We're really putting in the work, Dan.
We're putting in the work.
What we are not putting in is the amount of work our master is putting in. I mean, he's putting in at least 2 shows per day. Day Wave, Revenge of the Sis. The man that we have to give up some of the portions of our proceeds and donations. You didn't know?
Oh my God.
You didn't know this? Have you not been putting in your end, Dan?
Oh my God.
I was on Day Wave earlier and Royce informed me that yes, it's been brought to light that the reason Royce plugs us and JJ Stoner, another good friend.
Oh, I didn't know he had the same deal.
Is because Royce is getting kickbacks.
Oh,
why else would he promote us? It's not because we're a good show, obviously,
or that we've been friends for a very long time.
Right, that has nothing to do with it. It's about the kickbacks. It's about that Jew paper. They call it money, Dan.
I didn't know it had a religion.
It absolutely does.
Oh,
so
I'm still going to use it.
Oh, I that shouldn't deter you. I know, but yeah, have you kicked in this month?
I forgot, Joe. I didn't even hold on. I gotta write my check out.
See, I got it all wrong, Dan.
I forgot to write it out
for the first like 8 months or so of doing the show.
Yeah,
I thought the way of paying Royce was to buy fireworks from the Streamlabs money.
He would just appreciate that.
Yeah, I had it all wrong.
But
now, we'll have to rectify things, and you better get your checkbook out, Dan.
Cause yeah, I can't believe I forgot. I mean, tomorrow's already the 10th.
I believe we have audio of Royce.
Oh, is he calling in?
Talking about... I can't tell if he's on the phone or let me see.
Is it a little staticky?
Yeah. You know how sometimes the connection gets. Let's see.
I know sometimes the connection.
Dude, tomorrow's already the 10th.
Yeah, we know.
Far out. Oh, all right, okay.
Just slipped the rent under my door.
Yeah, I was going to mail it. I mean, I can drive it down to Florida if you want.
I mean, he does want it slipped under his door, so...
Okay, I mean, okay, so I'll just take a drive. It's only 17 hours. I mean, it's probably less traffic now.
It's 17 when I drive.
Yeah.
Did you know that I had a liter bottle of Coca-Cola filled with Captain Morgan in the driver's seat the whole time?
When we went to Florida?
Yeah.
I feel like I should have known that.
Yeah, I did. I know,
because I've never seen you drink Coca-Cola once, so yeah, I probably picked up on that at some point.
Yeah, me, Dan, and our friend Hammy drove down to Florida a couple of years ago, and it was just me driving straight through from, well, we left from Jersey, right? And
yeah,
right down to...
You guys switched off on the way down, and then the way home, I think you did the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, especially on the way home. There was a lot of Adderall and a lot of secret filling Captain Morgan in my... I would look for gas stations to stop at. I probably told you guys I had to pee, but I was buying more Coke to put the Captain Morgan in.
Oh.
And the amount of time you've known me, you didn't see that? You didn't notice?
No, I probably figured it. I just didn't care.
It's just like driving fuel.
I figured it probably wasn't the worst thing in your system at the time. So,
That is true. That is absolutely
true. Yeah, I wasn't that worried. Actually, yes, because that was the same trip that had my favorite Joe moment ever. The hello, when you wagged your dick at everybody who was waiting to leave the party.
Oh, yeah, we were at a big pool party, and I was, of course, in the pool naked. I wasn't the only one, though, right? I might have
started. You weren't the only one, no.
I might have started the trend, but...
No, you saw other people get naked, and that was your cue.
Oh, yeah, I was so excited. That's right, when I don't have to be the first one. Yeah, so it was Royce's friend's place. Some woman, I forget her name.
Me too.
And it was a really nice house, really nice pool. And it was a fair mix of guys and gals. And some got naked, and I went, perfect, I can get naked. And then, oh, that's right, I may have done a bump of something off the backhand of a friend of ours that may host a show from 4 to 6 on YouTube.
We'd narrow it down.
I like being vague, Dan.
Yep.
I don't want to get anyone in trouble. He wouldn't give a shit. But, yeah, so at the end of the night, and it was late, but it wasn't just a pool. There was this section where it was a hot tub only. Remember, yeah. It was that circular, and I was in that, and I was I was enjoying myself with some substances, and I was very relaxed.
You were very under like it was very smooth, your operation of giggling while you ran to wherever the substance was.
Coke.
Yeah, and then giggling while you ran back to the hot tub as if nobody had a clue what was going on.
Naked, mind you. That's right. I forgot. Yes, I got out of the pool, and I...
And it was about a 30-foot difference between the two places, and you were just, like,
that's right. Running and laughing. That's right. I saw take it out, and, yeah, I jumped out and ran naked across the pool.
Right like past a fucking child.
Right past the no running or diving sign, and I got over to... Yeah, that was... I forgot. That was a couple times. But, yeah, so it was the end of the night, and, like I said, it's a big, long-ass underground pool, and... I like how I have to specify that it's underground because I'm white trash and I grew up with an above-ground pool. Anyway, you and everyone else were on the opposite side. At this point, everyone's dressed. And everyone's standing around waiting to leave, which I was not only oblivious to, but I just didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, you wanted the night to continue forever.
So what happened? Someone called my name?
Well, we were all... Everyone else was dressed and waiting to leave. And standing, like, near the gate to leave, and we're like, Joe, come on, because you were riding with me and Hammy, and you're ass naked, standing there probably smoking a cigarette or your vape or something, and you just, with your, these two fingers, you grabbed your dick and just wagged up and down and went, hello!
That's right, it was plump from the jacuzzi, so I waved with my dick, and I
just... And just, like, 12 pairs of eyes just all rolled at once.
No, I heard laughter, if my memory serves.
There was
right.
Also laughter.
Okay, good. See, that's the point. And the only point. That's why I did that.
That was one of my favorite moments.
Hello. I was so innocent doing that.
Yeah.
It was just an innocent, like, hey, how are you?
There was also the trip where I got to watch you plumping yourself in Royce's dining room.
Yeah, I only remember parts of this. I remember...
I remember, so a lot of the women at the party were getting naked.
So this is a different pool party.
This is a different pool party. This is at Royce's home, yeah. Royce and Marie's place.
Yeah.
And Joe is like, oh, people are getting naked, so Joe gets naked.
Yeah,
and then
he was friends with, I don't know, he might still be, for all I know, but some burlesque dancers.
Yes, and they were there.
And they were very eager to at least go topless in the pool.
And they're very free.
Very.
And Joe was very, I believe you referred to them as Big Booby Lady, one of them.
I did.
So Joe took his clothes off, and we're standing in the dining room just having a casual conversation. I want to say Dennis was with us, but I look down, and Joe is pumping his dick because he wants it to look good.
Well, I was fluffing. I wasn't, like, jerking off. I remember.
Yeah, it's still odd when we're having a fucking conversation, and you're just, like, fucking flicking your dickhead around.
I was standing... at the edge of the kitchen that had the sliding glass door to go out to the pool. So, yeah, technically, I guess I was in their home having a conversation while...
Pinching your fucking dick.
Yeah.
Fucking creep.
Well, what are you going to do?
Kitty B is right. Joe is just waiting to show off his dick. Not as much now, but back in the day, fuck, man.
Yeah, it wasn't... So we just got a call from unknown person again. All I could tell you is, it's for once. Hello, someone there? No. I'm not going to do what I did last week. Oh.
Wait, I heard something.
Oh, you're there. Hello?
Hello.
There you are. Who is this?
This is your cousin.
I thought so. How's it going? You figured out Skype?
But I'm not on Skype. I'm not. I don't see any video stuff happening. I don't know how.
You're not supposed to.
Whatever.
I'm just using Skype for audio. I'm not gonna.
Using Skype for audio. Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't get that as a prerequisite. 47 seconds before that, it was just Skype for audio. It's a radio show that's using Skype for audio.
Are you on Wi-Fi? You should turn that off because you're coming in a little choppy.
Am I on Wi-Fi?
Yeah, your phone. You're calling from your phone, right, on Skype?
No, I'm calling from a landline from 1995.
All right, never mind. It's clearing up now. It started to cut out. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I think that's not going.
No, it's absolutely not. Never is. Anyway, welcome to the program.
Hey, is this you? Is Dan there, too?
Yep.
Yeah, Dan can hear you.
Oh, nice. So what's going on? I missed the open. I just called, didn't see. I tried to call up you guys on Monday. How are you guys doing with the old coronavirus?
We're still figuring out how to do a show remotely. Eric, you work at Sirius. Can I say?
Yeah, you can say.
Damn, jackass.
You work in radio. You work at Sirius.
Sirius.
Yeah, you're a producer. You know how radio works. And you know when you're doing a talk show, body chemistry and language is a big part of doing a talk show. When the person is not in front of you and they're on video, it's a whole new thing that I'm still, and I'm sure Dan is still getting used to.
Yep.
But I guess that's a good thing that's the biggest crisis to happen to me during this, personally. You know, aside from canceled or postponed Pearl Jam and Roger Waters concerts, that is.
I'm very sorry.
Which is devastating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's the way for the future. You guys have the luxury of doing the show next to each other, but for, other bigger, not you guys are bigger, but like for regular radio
Thanks.
Stations and like Nationals and SiriusXM, a lot of the hosts are mobile, like they're from remote. You have a guy hosting a show from North Carolina and a guy doing a show based out of New York. And sometimes they don't even use Skype to see each other talking. They just, work it out rhythm-wise. You'll ask a question, they'll ask a question during interviews, and they'll talk to each other via Gmail or text and stuff. And they have the phone screener, the phone VX to, take calls. So, there's nothing new.
I've been trying to explain all this to our phone screener, but he's just not listening.
You have a phone screener?
No.
Now I have Zoom. In 2 weeks, I have Zoom. I have Skype. I've been working remotely out of my kitchen for the past 4 weeks, producing radio shows from my kitchen.
I'd be careful with that Zoom. Apparently, you can get Zoom bombed by some hacker kids.
Oh, my goodness.
They might just jump into your video chat and start screaming boobs or fuck or tits or something.
Basically, well, they would do whatever Joe would do if he could break in.
Exactly. It's not, you don't want that. I've read a lot of articles around.
Well, another wild thing that's come out of this whole CV-19 outbreak is the wacky work phone calls that people have been, forced to work from home, and then their crazy kids come walking in, licking a lolipop and burping, and their bosses go, sorry about that. My kid just hit and farted. Ain't that the craziest?
Oh, have you dealt with that? I didn't even think of that side effect of this whole thing, where you're trying to have like a business or serious whatever work meeting or whatever, and then some kid walks by and the person's got to go, oh, look how cute my kid is. Oh, that's devastating.
That's been all over the news. That's a little fluff piece to add levity and brevity to this situation.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you guys like?
Oh, dude, you gotta get off Wi-Fi. You gotta untap. Look, I know you have an Android phone. Scroll down from the top, untap the Wi-Fi.
Oh, Joe, the student has become the teacher. You're teaching someone technology. Look at you.
I know.
Royce would be so proud if I'd send my payment. But now he won't listen.
Well, you better start sending payments if you want to listen.
I forgot. It was just everything's going on. I know that's the only reason he'll promote us.
Well, obviously, why else would he?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares about the 12 years of friendship that him and I have, and the fact that we do go to a semi decent entertaining show? Eric, you still there?
Maybe. I'm gonna guess he's not.
All right, maybe Eric will call back.
Oh man, that was the first time we've ever had reverse tech talk on here, guys. What a magic moment.
It was. Shakes M, tech support Joe. Oh, hey, JJ Stoner.
JJ Stoner also said earlier, can you tech boomers figure out Discord calls already? So yeah, I told you. The kids are using the Discord now, Joe.
Wait, we should be using that on the show?
I don't know. We're behind.
I mean, apparently. All right. Anyway, so I want to get back to my dick story. So we were in the pool. What were you saying?
Oh, I don't know. I think we were finished with that story. You wagged your dick at people. Oh, the second story. No, the second story was you jerking off in the dining room.
I was fluffing myself.
Royce tries to have his breakfast in the mornings, and now he knows that you were standing there.
I believe I was a good 2 feet away from his kitchen table.
Well, okay, as long as you were far away.
I remember feeling bad, not because I was pulling on the end of my dick to fluff it up before I went back in the pool, but because I had come out of the pool and I was dripping on their floor. Water, that is.
Sure.
Well, just saying. A lot of Florida fun. A lot of Tennessee fun, too, that you missed it. Was that you?
I missed the Tennessee fun. Yeah, it was me.
Oh, okay. You missed Bonnaroo. I was just talking to somebody today about that. I told that story a bunch of times. There's another story I promised I would get to, and I will get to tonight. I haven't told it in over a year.
Shakes M says, fluffing is jerking off without finishing. It's jerking off.
You can't jerk off if you're flaccid. The whole idea of fluffing is to make yourself hard. You know, I get I get pee shy, which obviously leads to me getting cock hard on shy in front of people, I guess.
Which makes last week's picture even more disturbing, because it meant that you were standing there with your camera, fluffing your dick up to send to your male friends.
Just a little bit. I didn't get it rock hard, but
doesn't matter how much you did it. The fact is, you were standing there with one hand on your phone,
Dan,
and the other hand pinching your dick.
Dan?
It's like, oh man, Dan and Ian and Royce are going to love this.
Dan, would you prefer I sent you an unflattery, flaccid cock photo?
How about just you don't send your dick to us, especially first thing in the morning?
That never occurred to me.
That should occur to you.
Oh, I guess. TZM, Anthropology. Is this streaming on DLive? No, not yet. We haven't made our way over to DLive. I don't want to wait till we're forced to, which is what's going to happen. But we originally were going to do DLive because we could play movies on there, but apparently Royce got in trouble for that. I'm going to be on Daywave tomorrow because I have off of work, and we were originally going to do a movie, but Royce got in trouble. So I don't think DLive's allowing movies anymore. We'll have to find some other outlet. But subscribe to DLive anyway. The channel's up there, and we'll use it eventually. We'll probably just do the same thing, Royce and Mersh does, which is multi-stream YouTube and DLive at the same time. I've put it off because it's more work. It means I got to check two different chat rooms, you know. So, what are you reading, Dan?
Oh, JJ Stoner just said, so Royce made you send dick pics? Royce, I'm not signed up for this program. Don't know if my old lady wants a little guy out there.
I mean, it is inspired by Royce. So, yeah. Let us not forget the cock and the sandal photo.
Yes, he sent that to you, and thankfully not the rest of us.
Well, I'm going to change that after the show. I have to get his permission first, but I'd like to share artwork with you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right, good.
That's all right. I got the idea.
All right. So you want to skip over the...
I thought you had a little story you wanted to share.
Oh, I do. I just You know how smooth I am with segues, Dan. I was looking for the right moment to seg into it.
Great. Probably in the middle of someone else's sentence.
Anyway, I just thought of something, Dan. No.
Oh, boy. What'd you just think of?
No. Actually, Dan, I got a care package in the mail.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever tried CBD oil?
I've tried it. Yeah, I think I had that kind you put under your tongue.
Yeah, it's a dropper thing. Somewhere. Now, I got this months ago. This is 30 milligrams. This was shit. This didn't do anything. But yeah. My friend's store, the link is down below.
Yeah.
It was 1,000 milligrams. So I'm going to start using this, and hopefully this...
This is 500 milligrams than I have.
How long have you been using it?
I haven't used it in a while, actually.
Oh, see, this is one of those questions I should have asked her before the show so I knew what I was talking about. You might know.
Well, that's never stopped you. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it never has and never will. But is CBD one of those things where it takes a few days to catch on or, you know, to work in your system?
I think that's the idea, is you're supposed to, like, it builds up in your system or something.
Okay. I'm still, you know how I am with any kind of alternative medicine. I'm on the fence about whether it does anything. I don't know.
If it's not a pill that you could crush, you're not really on board.
That came from a pharmacy, then exactly. But I have heard a lot of people say it has worked. I just I haven't given it a shot, but I will.
Esagawa says it helps me relax while I poop in my adult diapers.
Oh, that's good. I mean, I'd hate to see him pooping his diapers
all fidgety. Noncon says you should... Yeah, exactly. Noncon says you should nut up and smoke some pot.
I'm one of those weirdos. I
you don't
never
do drugs, Joe.
Oh, Dan, did we just meet? I've since I was a kid hated the taste and smell of pot. And the first time I smoked it, I puked. It just the taste makes me like gag, and the smell too.
First time I smoked, I just got really paranoid first time.
I remember. What do you call it? I was at my first concert, Roger Waters at PNC Bank Art Center in 1999. And I was with my cousin Eric, who just called. And maybe he can give his input on this if he can call back without his Wi-Fi on.
Mm-hmm.
We had lawn seats. It was August. We spent the whole day. He drove down there. I remember seeing the sign Roger Waters sold out, like the blinking amber sign, right? When you're about to get off the exit.
Yep.
And I heard him go, oh, I didn't think that would happen. He planned on buying tickets to the box office. Now, we're talking about tickets in 1999. I'm sure the face value was like $16, $17 a ticket. Like max, right? For 99? Well, we were walking up and down the exit ramps, holding up the we need two tickets. A bunch of fucking assholes beeped and gave us the peace sign back. We spent like 2 hours at least. Finally, as the show's starting, Eric finds a guy that's selling two lawn tickets for like $270. And Eric being, he's my cousin, also like an older brother to me, so he couldn't do the smart financial thing and say, all right, we have to go home now. He paid the money, we got in. And within the first set on the lawn, a bunch of people were smoking pot in front of me, and I had to sit down. I got a case of the vapors, Dan. I had like
oh, my stars!
Yeah. I thought I was going to puke. And it got to the point where...
Jesus fucking Christ! You used to do coke!
Well, yeah, I'll get to that. But...
Uh-huh.
But we... It got to a point where he had to take me out off the lawn to where you're walking in, like the center of the PNC place. And a security guard came up and was convinced that I was underage drinking because I was so out of it and fucked up. And he
no,
couldn't.
I just inhaled one cloud of smoke.
Exactly.
I'm done now.
That's what I tried to say.
I'm totally done.
That's what I tried explaining, or my cousin tried explaining, but. He, of course, wouldn't believe it because what kind of normal human being, teenager, would act like that or react like that from secondhand pot smoke? So it, finally he convinced him that I wasn't drunk and that he wasn't giving an underage kid alcohol. And we left the $275 lawn ticket concert before the second set even played. And I remember sitting around the table at my parents' house, looking at a glass of water and looking at the bubbles in it and thinking they were really amazing looking. And yeah.
God fucking damn it, Joe. That is the most life fucking.
I know.
I just got paranoid. I thought every car was the cops. Like someone would go by in a bike and I'd be like, oh, that's the fucking cops. That was just the first time though. I didn't get paranoid after the first time.
What you mean like when you smoke and drove?
No, like we were at a friend's house.
Oh, and you look out the window for them?
And I just assumed that every car going by was the cops who cared that we had like the shittiest weed on earth that like five 18-year-olds were smoking together.
I'm just reading.
You ever do the edibles?
Yeah, and I love edibles, but
you like the edibles? Okay,
but I haven't had a good solid connect. There's a website I bought them off of, and I think you still can. Let me.
Yeah, leave that up on the screen. I can see, please.
Okay. Yeah, let me. I think it is.
Thank you, sir,
hang on. Let me get it right for you. Oh no, you know what? I think it's this. Should I give this out?
No, give it to me.
Okay. This is, you don't need...
Why did you capitalize some of it?
I didn't mean to.
Is that code?
No, I was typing very quickly and... Hold on a second. Shit.
Okay.
It's purple something. I might have to give it to you later, Dan, because I don't want to...
Well, that says strain next to it, so I'm guessing that's it.
Yeah, it's... son of a bitch. Let me see if I can just find it in my... my phone history. Oh, you know what? I think it's the. Hang on, give me one second. So, where were you? How old were you when you were that paranoid about cops thinking you were smoking?
Oh, the first time I smoked, I think I was 19. But again, I only got paranoid the first time, and then after that, I got used to it.
Only the first time?
Only the first time I got paranoid. Every other time after that was fine. And then edibles were messed up the first time because I didn't know. I do a whole thing in stand-up about this, but, like, basically, I didn't know you only need, like, a little tiny piece.
Oh, of an edible? Yeah.
And I didn't know it takes a long time to kick in?
Yeah, I made that mistake before.
Oh, my God. I was high for, like, 14 fucking hours. It was not fun anymore.
So this is the website, Dan. I feel bad that I'm not sharing this with our listeners, but they're down right
now. No, well, just, it's... purple, and then it's a mythological creature that flies and shoots fire.
With the word the before it.
Yeah. There you go.
But apparently it's down for maintenance. I was going to look to see what I bought, or the price, rather. It was pretty expensive, but I ordered edibles from there. And yeah, again, you don't need, like, the dark web. It's just an open website. You could place an order for edibles and whatever. Not and whatever. I would love if it was and whatever, but no, it's just pot. And, yeah, no, that's, I got gummies, and they were like a, I don't know, maybe like a tan color, Dan, and now there's a little bit of black, which might be, is that mold?
How old are they?
A couple years, I think.
Oh, you're probably done now.
They're going on a year or two.
Yeah, I think they've had their run. Why didn't you fucking tell me all the fucking times I've been over there?
I don't know, it never occurred to me. I thought I did, though. Anyway, that website will ship to any state in the country. That's the thing. You don't need to put in your medical marijuana card. They'll just ship it to you.
But, oh, that's nice.
But yeah, so I do like edibles because I don't taste
the weed part.
It depends on the edible, obviously. But yeah, usually. But as you were saying before, it is kind of funny in a way, I guess you could say. That was my start to drugs. I couldn't stand pot. It made me puke. Fast forward a couple years, and I'm down in Patterson asking some Spanish guy if I could trade him a stolen Nextel I-95 for a 20 bag of Coke. And
Joe Coletta, the man who literally shoved a crack rock up his nostril.
Oh, yeah. Oh. See, the amount of stories, dude, I really have to start writing these down.
I've been telling you that for fucking years.
I know, and I really have to start doing it. Yeah, one of the times I went down, that was my amateur days when I first started coke. I didn't have a connect. I would just drive down to Patterson, pass by the three or four black guys standing outside. I got that kush. I got that OG purple. All that. And I didn't want
to. Like, what are you talking about? We're just standing here, buddy.
I drive by those guys. I go more into town.
Did you try to use, like, the code? Were you just like, is it snowing over there?
No, I had absolutely...
Did you try any of that?
No. Okay. No, because it was pretty clear, Dan, that even the... I mean, Joe Pistone couldn't infiltrate this area and be believable. There was no undercover cop. You could tell exactly the kind of person you were dealing with, and it was drug dealer. There was no question about it. There was no second guessing. Maybe it's a... No.
Was it a handoff right there? Because when I was young and we would get weed, you'd drive by and you'd like place your order and then you'd go around and give them money and you'd go around the block and then pick it up. And you got fucked a lot of time doing that.
That happened to me once. I got my cell phone and $100 stolen.
Nice.
Yeah, I let a guy in the car.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, that was a big mistake. And he goes, all right, drive me over here. And you could, in hindsight, he was making up where I was supposed to go. Yeah, pull over here. He was just looking for a big apartment complex that he could run into.
Yeah.
He goes, all right, so I don't have my phone on me. I'm going to need my phone to call my guy to get your shit, and I'm going to need that 100. So I go.
You motherfucker. You handed him your phone. I thought he pulled a gun or some shit.
Oh, no. This comes down to simple, plain old retardation. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to need a credit card. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
I was so naive, and this was probably my 50th time down there, and everyone I had dealt with before was on an honor system. A white kid comes into town. They're going to pay you money. You give that white kid the coke. It was an understanding. Now, this one, not so much. So 10 minutes goes by. Maybe he's waiting for his guy that he's calling from my phone. It's kind of weird he doesn't have his own phone, but... He looks poor. Okay, so
it's also weird that he didn't have his phone on him. Like I just left my phone at home today.
Yeah,
like that's not a good drug dealer.
Also, the apartment building he was going to get it, he could have just knocked on the guy's door instead of using a phone to call him. Anyway,
those are all adding up now, huh?
Uh huh. So I'm 20 minutes goes by, 25, and.
When he comes back, he's like, I'm going to need to borrow your car real quick. Oh, okay. I'll just wait here.
I got to go meet the guy for the stuff. Can you... What do you mean, what size shoes am I?
Okay, if you say so.
So, at probably around 45 minutes, I was like, all right, do I get... You
started getting a feeling?
I got a feeling in 20. But around 45, I started thinking maybe I should get out and walk around the building and see if I could find it. But then I thought...
I feel like a half hour later, he like walked back like across the street and was like, that motherfucker's still sitting there?
What the... You know what? He was probably watching me from down the street going, when's this dumb fuck going to realize what's going on and get out of here? And I remember I was so just like, oh... I couldn't believe that I had been that stupid and that it happened. I was so... I drove a little bit down the street. At the end of it was like a main street. There was a bus stop. And there was this older black woman sitting on the bench. And I was so perplexed. I had to tell someone. I didn't have a cell phone on me anymore. I had to talk to someone and tell someone what had just happened. So
I... You just told some poor random woman waiting for the bus?
Yes. I pulled over. I rolled down this passenger side window and I go... I was just up there in the street, and this guy, he said he was going to get me something, and he took my cell phone, and he said he was going to be right
back.
She's
like, what you need, sugar?
She just looked at me, and she gave me this.
Oh.
She gave me the Italian, you're fucked, fuck you.
So she knew you were Italian.
Palm under the chin, yeah. That might have been her saying, get the fuck out of my neighborhood, Guinea. It
could have been that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Could have been that.
But, yeah, I drove away, and I returned the next day or two and found someone. But before I did that, I remember I had a story in my head.
Phone.
I was still living at home at the time, so I had to come up with a story because there was no way my parents wouldn't find out that I needed a new cell phone. So I concocted a story in my head that I was in the Palisades Mall parking underground, and I got robbed by the same type of person that actually robbed me.
You didn't just think of saying, like, oh, my phone fell out of my pocket, I think, or something like that? It had to be someone robbed you?
Yeah, because I had just gotten OMAD for that, and I was still in that mindset of, well, you know, Dan, I actually was robbed. So I guess
I'm aware you were robbed, but you wasn't at the Palisades fucking mall.
No, I tried to whiten it up and make it that, you know, I was out doing some innocent shopping at Best Buy, maybe looking at the latest Jerry Cantrell CD, but I told my parents this story, and I don't know if they believe me or not, but it didn't matter, because within 2 minutes of me telling the story, I went into the kitchen, which had an open door into the living room where they were, which is a couple feet away. It's not like I was really hidden by sound or sight. I picked up the landline, and I called my own cell phone. And he answers, and I go, look, you fucking black bastard. I'm going to meet you on this street and that street. I named where we were. I want my motherfucking phone, you fucking... And I used other words I probably shouldn't say on YouTube. And he's...
How'd that work out, Joe?
Believe it or not, Dan...
Was he not waiting for you when you got there?
Believe it or not, it didn't end with him returning my property.
Was he waiting there with, like, seven other people?
I was smart enough to not drive there and find out, because he probably was.
The funny thing is, in real life, he was probably standing there like, man, I want to give him his phone back, and he just never showed up. He was just like, trying to just do the right thing. I got his bag of Coke, I got the phone, and he left. I don't know what happened. I even had some extra stuff to give him. He's gone. I don't know. Just trying to help a guy out. He just, very impatient, just left after 45 minutes.
So I hung up the phone in the kitchen and then looked up at my parents staring at me and went, oh, okay, I guess I kind of contradicted my story. and then I had to explain what really happened. And I was no longer allowed to borrow my mom's car, which is what I was driving.
You borrowed your mom's car to do that?
Yeah, because I had just smashed up my Jesus. Camaro. I just told the
Camaro.
Oh,
was that after you crashed your Camaro into the fucking...
Into a tree. Yeah. Now, the Monte Carlo is what I crashed into a guardrail.
Oh, I'm sorry. How silly of me to confuse the two.
Don't mix
your
up
two different
my drunk-fueled car totals of, yeah, my Guinea sports cars.
The two Guineas fucking cars you can think of.
Both bright red.
Of course they were bright fucking red.
Fucking Z28 and a Monte Carlo. Ah, I miss those cars. Fuck, I miss those cars. Anyway.
Yeah.
I have to get back, and this will lead us to the story that I promised from last week, from Monday, when we did a show.
Yeah.
FusionCBD.com. That's FusionCBD.com.
We got a sponsor.
In a way, because I got sent some really good shit for free. But you guys, if you want to place orders, I get nothing from that. I'm just doing this because, one, everyone seems to be looking for hand sanitizer and can't find it, including myself. And I found a place, and it's a win-win because that place is owned by a friend. It's FusionCBD.com. You could order your hand sanitizer there. It's... Look at this, 70% alcohol. Should I be like Cuomo? Should I try it out and say what kind of floral bouquet?
Show us how it works.
Okay, yeah, so you take this. Oh, it says shake first. Hang on. And then you open one of your hands, Dan, like this.
Okay.
Kind of like when you give a black man a cell phone and a $100 bill. You just hold it out like this. Yep.
Take it like this.
And then you squeeze these droplets down. Oh, look, you're doing it too.
Okay.
And then you go, ooh, what a nice smell. And then you go like this.
Oh, that's a good smell.
Right?
Oh.
And this has some vitamin E, aloe, and some other, it's almost like.
Okay. Like, I got it.
Like moisturizer. My hands are all moist now.
Yeah, okay.
And they're clean.
That's good.
Dan, we should cut the last.
Rub it on your face.
Dan, we should cut the last 40 seconds, send it out to potential advertisers, and go, look what we could do for you. Look what we can do for you. How can you say no to this?
We could rub it all over ourselves.
Live rubbing. In between a story about getting robbed by a black for drugs. Yep. It's what every company wants to be associated with. I also got some really cool... Dan, this is probably the most exciting. Oh, my hand might go on fire lighting this, but...
A lighter?
I got two. They don't cheap out, too. They're actually real Bic lighters.
Oh.
I just got to pop that safety off with a knife. This is a knife.
Bic lighter, too.
Yeah, what does yours say?
Flick my Bic.
Nah. It's a bit old hat, Dan. This is...
I mean, I didn't design it. Style. I just use it to not smoke anything.
Of course you don't. Mm. And get paranoid. How long did it take for your paranoia to go away, by the way? Was it really just that first
night
time?
Or in general? It was just the first time.
From pot, not in general. By the way,
You've never smoked weed since then?
I've done edibles since then. And no, on and off, I've tried. It's been years, but I have tried, you know, a puff or two. And I.
Oh.
And, look, I no longer got nauseous, but it's, again, the taste and smell. Most of what happened is my heart would race like it's going to pop out of my chest. And, again, this is coming from someone who was on a steady diet of cocaine for about 6 to 8 months straight every day.
Yeah.
And for some reason, though, pot much more so. Got my heart racing. I'd get sweaty and really, really dry mouth. Like 6 bottles of water won't fix kind of dry mouth. But again, an edible, I'm all for. I'm good with edibles. By the way, P.O. Box 784, Ramsey, New Jersey, 07446. That's P.O. Box 784, Ramsey, New Jersey, 07446. If you want to send us anything, nothing specific comes to mind, but if you want to do that. So, yeah, again, if you want some hand sanitizer and can't find it, you can get this in just a day or two. Well, I say a day or two because I live pretty close to where it's made, and it's a homemade thing. My friend grows the hemp plants. She corrected me today, but I still can't get it right. Cause I think I called them pot plants last week.
I think you might have.
I didn't know they were different.
On Monday.
But anyway, do that if you want some hand sanitizer. So the story I was mentioning Monday, again, it's been over a year since I told this story. And I know some of you in the chat probably remember it. And we get new people all the time. I'm sure there's a decent amount of you that have never heard it before. I know it's one of Dan's favorites. And, Dan, you know from me telling stories repeatedly over the years on the show. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I can see you. Don't forget.
Yep.
You all right?
I was waiting for your story lead up.
Oh, I'm doing the lead now.
I know.
As you know, Dan. No, it is not snake oil hand sanitizer. It's 70% alcohol. OJ's White Bronco. There's all the more reason more companies will want to advertise with us, Dan. So we get such a good response. So the other thing, Dan, about me repeating stories is I usually forget a tidbit or detail when I told it the first or even second time that comes out.
Mm. And another one popped into your brain recently?
I think so. Now, again, you know this story because you've been doing radio with me for... How many years now?
7 years.
I know we took almost 2 off, but... So you'd say, what, like 5 years on the air? And
I'd say about 5 on the air, yeah.
It feels longer than that. I could have sworn we met in like 2012.
We met before we started doing radio. We met at some stand-up stuff.
That's right. I forgot.
And then you had me come on the show as a guest, and it went. And then I came back like a month later as a guest, and you just liked how it went, so you just told me to just come on every week.
I'm good at picking up talent, Dan.
Thanks.
That was a compliment. There was zero.
Thank you.
There was actually zero sarcasm behind that. I was complimenting you.
I appreciate that.
At the same time, complimenting myself that I'm a big talent scout.
Of course. We know. big scout.
And, you know.
Like that time you found Ian because I brought him on.
Right. I'm a scout by proxy at times. Also, I was going to point out the fact that there were other choices I made over the years, Dan, that may not have been so wise. I may not have.
I'm proud of my track record. I brought in Jody, Shannon, Ian. I'm proud. I've done good. Andy.
Yeah, I was about to say Andy. No, I'm not talking about who you brought in. I'm talking about my choices for co-hosts over the years from since I started.
Oh, that was, I mean, we're going back. What, you started in 2005?
I started in October of 2005.
Wow.
And the first show was me and Nick. I just bailed him out of jail that night.
That's great.
And then we went to NIAC to the studio to do the first show ever. Nick, as you know, is my closest friend since forever, and he's the one constant that he can come back on the show anytime he wants. Selfish piece of shit had to go and have himself a kid, so that can't happen anymore. But aside from him, I can't think of, I mean, maybe Frozen Asia. I'm trying to think of people, or how many people in the chat will remember the old co-host. You know what? It's better I don't even go down the list, don't you think?
I'm trying to think of...
You know at least two of them, personally.
It's got to be at least six total, right? Six or seven total?
Oh, wow. You. Shit. You know what? Probably. Let me see. I went from Nick to...
Can't even say names. I'm
up to four. And then someone you know. And then you. And you're number six. So, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And I stuck.
Oh, you sure did. And you will never be unstuck, Dan.
Thanks.
That didn't sound sincere and appreciative.
I'm here, aren't I? Jesus, the fuck else do you want from me?
That's all I want, Dan, is for you to be here.
Thanks.
And I long for the day you can come back in studio when this fucking craziness is all over.
Weird.
It's a good thing this virus wasn't around when I was just over 18. Because then I wouldn't be able to have a foursome. Can't do a foursome in the coronavirus days.
Technically, you didn't do a foursome to begin with.
Well, I'll get to that. So this was a girl I hesitate to say girlfriend. I know in my mind she was my girlfriend. I don't know what I was in her mind. I have a strong doubt that it was boyfriend. But it was probably my first, what I consider my first actual girlfriend. My first love, right? Like my first, again, I was 17 when I met her. We worked together. And
when I was 17.
And I'm gonna skip over
the cell phone, thank God.
The cell phone story that I've told. There's a couple stories that go along with this that I've told before, but I just want to get to the one. Oh wow, I didn't count Miss Ellie, Dennis. Sorry, I'm gonna stop looking at the chat, Dan, and focus on the story. So
that's fine.
Okay. Is there something else in the chat that you're holding your head in your hand for, or is it me?
No, I'm just waiting for you to the lead up to the story is longer than the story.
Okay, so
I feel like you're about to tell me I have cancer. Like it's just like you're just like hemming and.
I'm an amazing storyteller. So Dan,
so much suspense.
So after it didn't work out, and by the way, this girl that I was with, we never had sex. Only girl I ever dated, no sex, no, see, I'm teetering on telling the other stories.
No sex, no kissing?
Maybe, no, and this is why there was no sex,
no
Dan.
No affection?
You know, I wish you'd ask questions more often, because.
No love?
When you, no, not on her end.
No.
I don't think. When you just asked me that, you jogged my memory. The reason.
Thanks.
you and I have talked on the show before about how we've always been absolutely horrendous at picking up verbal cues or hints from girls that are interested in us. Well, this goes back to, I have to back up. When I was working with her at Staples, it was her and her friend, who I also remained friends with, together. We were about to punch out, and I'll just call her my ex, just so it doesn't get confusing. My ex's friend, Dan's confused already. My ex's friend comes over to me and goes, "Do you have a girlfriend?" And I could see my ex, like, giggling. And my mentality, the way my mind works is, they think I'm too whatever to have a girlfriend. Like, how could I ever have a girlfriend? I'm too weird or whatever. So I immediately go,
"Yeah."
I just lied and went, "Yeah, I have a girlfriend." I didn't realize, Dan, that that was her trying to help her friend find out if I was single because she was into me.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't. So on our first date, I remember in the car, she said something like, I think she referenced me having a girlfriend. And I said, "No, I don't have a girlfriend. What do you think I'm doing here?" Anyway, I'm sorry. There's so many. I have to start writing, Dan. There's so many other things in Little Italy that are going through my mind right now that are stories. But look, we only have another hour left, so I'm going to skip to the one I promised. Yes, Dan's looking excited. Okay. So after our relationship, if you can go, I have to go back to what you brought up. When the friend at work, Dan just fell off his chair in horror. Her friend at work, who asked me that question, while we were dating, the three of us are sitting at a diner, and her friend says, "How come, you know, you haven't done anything with her?" And she's sitting right there. And I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, like, you don't do..." I go, "Well, I've tried to kiss her, and she doesn't really, like, kiss me back or want to kiss me, so I don't know where to go from there." And she goes, "Well, she wants to do other things." But I couldn't process, how do you just fuck someone without kissing first? I need to have that first. There's got to be a build-up, a lead-up, before you just...
In the porn movies, they kiss the lady, and then they do sex on the lady.
I was not referencing or thinking about porn, Dan. I was thinking the way I stupidly always did, which was nice guy, emotional way of thinking. I wasn't thinking like, "Yeah, I'm going to fuck this girl." That was never me. So it didn't occur to me. Like, it was like, if she'd want to kiss, then she'd want to do anything else. Anyway, we never did. So that relationship ended after I found out that the cell phone, the track phone I bought her at Walmart with 300 minutes for over $300 because she drove a piece of shit.
She gave it to a drug dealer?
I should have. She was driving a piece of shit car that would break down. I was worried about her, so I got her this phone. And every time I called it, Dan, for some reason, she was too busy to pick up. But I found out later she was using that very phone to call the guy she was already dating.
It's funny every time.
So, again, this is what set up my world of dating. This was my first experience. So I promptly called track phone and canceled that phone, even though I didn't get any money back. It's just, I'd have my childish revenge, right?
Who the fuck are you?
Wait a second. Another story about a girl you did not have sex with? Anyway, here's finally Wonderwall.
Fuck you, Dennis. This is not going to be Merkle proof slides with you, asshole. Seeking stars coming over. Quap, quap. Privacy scaling in a snap, snap. Sorry, I'm not laughing at the song. I hate the song. I'm laughing at what Dennis said. I like how Joe always presents these stories as if he's since learned a valuable lesson. yes, Mob Tech. I was trying to be. So, somehow we actually remained friends after all that, Dan. And I would hang out.
Why?
I really don't know. You know what? If I had to guess. Honestly, Dan, knowing me, especially back then...
No, I know on her end why. Why on your end?
Wait, first tell me why on her end.
Because you're a sucker. You bought her a phone so she could call her other boyfriend.
Right.
Her real boyfriend.
Of course. Right. On my end, if I had a guess, I'd say...
She might just touch it?
I think I had it in my head that maybe I could make this work.
I could nice my way into this.
Maybe I'll grow on her. Maybe eventually. Because, you know,
I'll grow on her.
Back like then, I was of the mentality of, like, this is the one. This is, you know, we're meant to be together. This is, I had
all. They all are back then.
Yeah, exactly. I was 17. So I'm sure part of it was that in the beginning. But then after a while, we just made friends because, I don't know. I got over all the shit I just talked about. But so we ended up hanging out, and she had a friend, a little trollish looking girl. And
how hard'd you hit that?
To
that's not a no.
Yeah.
Oh, Joey, you got the friend you missed.
I wonder if I was doing it to make her jealous.
Did it work?
No, she didn't care.
She didn't notice because she was with her boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm sure she told her boyfriend, that idiot that bought me a phone, he fucked my troll friend, laughing.
You see what I'm doing? I'm fucking your friend. You see it?
Nicholas Carenti, Joe's life comes with a womp womp track. So, yes, the joke 101, desperate times require desperate measures. So, I start hanging out with the two of them. That's how much she cared, Dan.
Her and the troll?
Yeah. She cared so little,
like
that...
a little reverse Three's Company?
Dan, I'm so glad you brought that up.
What?
That's you'll see in a minute or two. So we're hanging out. We go hang out a few times, and eventually we go to another mutual friend of hers that had her own apartment. Nice place. So it's me.
Who the fuck are you?
Love you guys.
Thank you, Santina.
Thank you.
So it's me, my ex, the troll, and another girl who was pretty good looking at the time. Oof, not anymore. Anyway, the three of us are in her apartment, and we had just gotten back from a sex store where they picked up chocolate lube and one of those, like, rabbit things that it's like this big and it goes to a like remote wire and it's supposed to, like, I guess bounce on your clit or some shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Like vibrates.
Yeah, one of those things. And I was with them as they were shopping in this store, wondering, what am I doing here? We get back to the place and they're crushing up and sniffing pills. And I'm on, so there's like two couches in like an L shaped living room. The three of them are on one couch sniffing pills on the glass table, and I'm on the other couch by myself just watching, going, I wonder what those are. Little did I know, like, years later, I would be craving that and jumping right in.
You're just sitting there with your hands clasped together.
Oh, yeah. Like, dead silent, I'm sure, not knowing what to... So, the girl whose apartment it was takes out the vibrating thing and goes, I wonder how this would feel on your balls or something like that. I let her unzip my...
Would you giggle and leave?
I let her unzip my pants. I think she poured the... I don't know if that came later. But she put the vibrating thing on my balls and the underside of my dick, which obviously did nothing. That led to bringing out the chocolate lube. Going in the bedroom. I remember I was tied up to the bedpost, and I had to wear some kind of like blindfold because my ex had this thing about not wanting me to see her blow me.
The ex that you'd never kissed.
Yeah. Cause before this happened, there was a little
game. Or had sex with.
There was a little, right. There's a little game that happened between me and her troll friend. We were in the back seat of a car and I had to guess which one of them had their mouth on my dick. But it was easy because my ex had a tongue ring, so I could tell, but I pretended I didn't know. And I kept saying, I don't know, try again.
I got to try again.
So that happened. So anyway, we're at the apartment, and I'm tied up on this girl's bed, and I'm blindfolded. And they're taking turns, I guess, my ex and the troll girl, like kind of licking my dick or whatever. And the other one is
the chat.
Go ahead, read the chat.
Mob Tech, and this is how I got pegged. And then Mr. Tex, did 3 to 5 gentlemen of color enter the room next?
I was, first of all, I was on my back. There was no pegging. Tied up on my back. Now, at the time, I thought what happened next was because my ex even with the blindfold, was so terrified of me seeing her with my dick in her mouth that I thought that's why the reason her friend, whose place it was, went up on her knees up against my face. So even with the blindfold on, she's got one knee on either side of my shoulder, right up against me, so I can't even see through the blindfold, which I couldn't,
vagina
right?
Vagina would be in your face.
Dan,
yeah.
To this day, I regret not sticking my head and tongue out and doing that.
Wait, she put her vagina in your face.
Yes.
And you did not think that you were supposed to be licking that vagina.
Well, here's the thing. I was blindfolded. I wasn't exactly sure how close it was. My hands were tied up behind me like this. I couldn't really touch and feel around how close. I just got a sense of like the body heat, I guess. I don't know. But yes, I to this day regret not doing a turkey neck and sticking my tongue out.
You should regret that.
I do. I do regret that a great deal.
This whole story might have turned out differently if you did that.
Probably. But, so now at this point, okay, so yeah, like I said, they're doing, taking turns with the chocolate lube, and
PJ24, what'd you do, just smell it?
You know what?
I can just picture you blindfolded, tied up. It's like, oh, it smells like a pussy.
You got to remember, at this point,
I don't remember shit. You had a vagina in your face.
At this point in my life, I think I had only had actual sex with one girl, that town slut that I lost my virginity to because I didn't want to turn 18 being a virgin.
The meatball?
No, that was a retard.
Meatball Parm girl?
That came later.
Okay.
So, now, I forget how it came up, but one of them wanted to ride my dick. Guess which one that was, Dan, out of the three girls.
Troll.
You guessed right.
You're blindfolded. What do you care? It's a vagina.
I had to be untied and unblindfolded so I could run out to my car to get a condom from the console. And then I had to run back in, be retied, re-blindfolded. And she sat on my dick for maybe 2 pumps.
Uh-huh.
And said she had to stop because she just had a hernia operation and it hurt too much. So it just gets sexier.
This is exactly the foursome I would expect you to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like one step away from, oh, my cyst is bleeding on you.
At this point, the girl who owned the place went to go take a shower and instructed me not to come on her comforter because her boyfriend was coming home the next day. And now it's just my ex and the troll girl. At this point,
and there is absolutely no coming happening at all.
Wait, just you wait, Dan. I'm now untied. I'm now unblindfolded, and I'm ready to finish this really sexy experience. Right?
Oh, here it goes.
And the two of them, I look up. The two of them are sitting next to each other, with their backs to me, watching Three's Company on TV while I jerked off into a paper towel.
Wait, I didn't just sing that out of coincidence.
It must have been subconsciously, Dan, because you've heard this story before.
Come and knock on my door.
Yes, they were watching Three's Company.
I'm not touching your cock.
And I alone jerked off into a paper towel. And
oh, no, while they were watching the show?
With their backs to me, yeah.
Oh, were they cringing the whole time?
I think they were more interested in John Ritter than me.
He is very funny.
He's a very charismatic guy.
He was a talented
guy.
Man,
he
yes.
Is. Yeah.
So, oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, thanks. Joe. Nothing dries up pussy like old age or Joe Coletta.
I mean.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's.
I like that the one's just like, I'm taking a shower.
Yeah, she had enough. Yeah.
Was that the one who put her beaver in your face?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So she was really. She just tapped out. She's like, you know what? My boyfriend will be here later to dick me down the right way, and I'll just fuck.
Yeah, please don't leave evidence we can see, and I'm going to go shower this nonsense out of my hair or whatever. Yeah. I mean. I don't know. I was blindfolded, so I don't know. I don't think she put my dick in her mouth. The girl whose place it was. I don't know. I don't think so. No, because I think the entire time she was huddled against my face.
Waiting patiently for you to lick her?
I could only imagine or only guess.
Oh my God, know. That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah. Four from Hope. How old was she? 50? No, they were all my age. 17, 18. Maybe 19 tops, one of them. But I know you're joking, but just had to clear that up in case some people didn't realize you were joking. I didn't want to put that across there. But, Kitty, I don't blame them. That's sad, Joe. Joe needs a bro hug. Yeah. Yeah. What?
I'm just imagining you blowing a load into a paper towel while Mr. Furley's having some wacky adventures on the TV.
Yep. Yeah.
Like you came probably looking at Don Knotts. I fucking love it.
They were still topless, so I remember I was looking at Cyboob while I was coming. And,
oh, man, and then they told that story in therapy.
Well, you know, it's...
Lisa, come and knock out a load. Joe is waiting for you. He's not going to fuck her. Joe's jerking to a towel.
I'm trying to remember where that paper towel came from. I think the girl whose place it was.
She probably threw it at you, like, as she walked in the bathroom.
I think the girl who owned the apartment just threw them on the bed when she said, don't stay in the comforter because my boyfriend's coming home tomorrow. Yeah.
Me and my unsatisfied pussy are going to go take a shower. And then she took the fucking rabbit thing with her.
And you realize, Dan, that night, it wasn't even a thought of my mind that, oh, maybe she wants me to eat her pussy. It didn't even cross my mind. I was so naive and so oblivious to anything like that. I was just, oh, but yeah.
Oh, Joe, we've all had, I mean, I've had some misses, but not that obvious.
Robbie, don't care. You fucked up, dude. Yeah. I mean, look, again, my hands were literally tied. And I was blindfolded, so it's not like I could have. That threw me off. I know this is a little separate. It doesn't exactly eclipse what I've been saying or the story. Being tied up and blindfolded, there's nothing sexy about that. If you're the one being, as a guy anyway, I don't get guys that like that. I don't understand remotely. There was nothing. If anything, it was torturous because I couldn't use my hands to touch what I wanted to touch. I couldn't, you know what I mean? I couldn't see what I wanted to see. What?
Mr. Dax. Joe, no pee comes from there, Coletta.
Look. I'm not fucking retarded. I just didn't pick up on the obvious sexual overtones or whatever you call
it. Why ain't warm near my face?
Is she gonna pee on me? And again, I was blindfolded. I don't even know if she was wearing panties or not.
Who the fuck are you?
I wonder if it's okay for me to pack my thing and leave the state of New Jersey after 8 p.m. I think I made a mistake.
That was Joe's girlfriend. Thanks for the donation. Please don't do that.
You leave a song?
I don't know. Fucking Dennis. Fucking Dennis. God damn it. So, Dan, honestly, if you were in my position at just over 18, would you have handled that better? Would you have said what I... You know, for instance, in my mind, I was like, I don't want to be fucking tied up. But I wouldn't dare say that because I didn't want to ruin anything that was going to happen. I just went along with everything.
You knew enough that there was potential for something to happen.
Right.
But then just, yeah, then it just
fizzled apart. Just fizzled out. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm laughing. I mean, I've had mine. Nothing like that, though.
That's, sorry, Jason. That's special. I'm hoping Jason is right. Jason Davis. If she wanted it, she would have sat on your face. See, that didn't happen.
Oh.
I'm just going to go with that as opposed to me missing an opportunity. I'll just tell myself that. Dayton, well, how dare you, not turkey neck. I know. I regret it to this day. But, Dennis, our producer in the chat, I'm not fucking retarded and other things no one's thought about me, a bestseller by Joe Hollywood Coletta. That's a bit wordy for a title of a book.
It is wordy.
Yeah. Robbie, don't care. It didn't occur to you to at least use one of their socks. Oh, that's impolite.
Oh, see, that would have been sweet revenge.
Nah, I wasn't mad at that point. I was a little confused. As to why.
I just like that you still jerked off. Like, you couldn't figure out that the party was over. Like,
I knew.
Still doing this, right? We're still doing this?
I knew the party was over when I heard John Ritter's voice, but...
Nothing clever. Just want to say Joe is gay.
Thanks, Marsh. thanks a lot. I appreciate that. But it's just... I mean, again, Dan, at that age, after all that, even though it was weird, I couldn't not come, especially I was handed the finishing instruments, the paper towels. I could not use them. They were right there.
Right.
So I had to make something out of it.
Yeah.
You ever have a threesome or a multi?
No, I hardly have twosomes, Joe.
Again, this is it's probably the saddest foursome in the history of foursomes, but what's that noise, Dan?
That's great, though. The only one who was, like, actually into fucking you couldn't because of her fucking surgery scar or the fucking...
And that was a blessing because, she was not... I mean, my ex and the girl whose place it was were fucking knockouts, but that one... Oof, talk about a drop-off. But yeah, of course, that's the one that wanted to put my dick in her. Of course.
Poor Joe.
Well, what are you going to do? So anyway, if you're looking for hand sanitizer, it's Fusion CBD.
It's her company.
.com.
She still talks to Joe after that.
Yeah, we're still friends.
Still good buddies.
So 70% alcohol and some essential oils in there too. It's Fusion.
Oh, good. Those are good.
FusionCBD.com. It's in the description of the show, the link. So, sorry, I'm just looking at the chat and Mr. Dax, well, at least Joe didn't have to go to the car to get the paper towels from the console. Yeah, no.
That'd be even just, funnier.
Yeah, just
you had to run out of the car again. Hold on, paper towels. I want these napkins.
And I remember being cold out too, and even me having to be untied, run outside to my car to find a probably almost expired condom. Through all of that, I didn't lose my heart on. I was that excited at that age. You know what I mean?
They weren't.
Like that? No, they weren't at all. But I'm saying
nothing makes the moment last like, hold on, untie me so I can run out to my car real quick.
I know. But at that point, Dan, it wasn't exactly a, you know, a sensual encounter. So,
you know. This is strictly business at this point.
Yes, I am. I was pissing. You know, I was waiting for someone to catch
it. I had a feeling that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
It doesn't come across as well when I'm, like, I can't hear it as well when I'm not there, which is another thing I enjoy.
Oh. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. So that's pretty much that story. I know every time I tell it, there's more details. I remember I'm going to have to start writing and release some of these because... Sorry, it's dead air, but I'm just thinking of the other ones that, I mean, the whole game I mentioned earlier, where I had to guess which one it was, I wonder to this day, he's probably listening now.
Not anymore.
Probably not anymore, yeah. That if she realized that the tongue ring gave it away of who it was, I always found that amusing. Yeah. Anyway, let's see. What did our producer put in the chat there, Dan? What is that?
Oh, it's just a nice photog.
Photog? Does that mean
photog? That was a photograph.
Oh, that's great, Dennis. Thanks.
You should share with the class.
Just saying, hold on, Joe P's on camera. Oh, you must be new here. Yeah, welcome.
Who said that?
Welcome to the show. Just saying is the username.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Well, and it's even worse when I'm sitting right across from him.
Well, the alternative is to just leave Dan by himself and go in the bathroom, and that would be unprofessional of me to leave my post.
I'd be very impressed, especially considering it's your story.
Right. So, again, we try to keep it professional here, and I should get a catheter. I remember the days where I could
fix your fucking thimble bladder.
I was gonna say I remember the days where I could put down 3 beers in an hour or two and not have to piss at all. Now it's just I'm an old man, Dan.
Yeah.
Anything else in the chat before we move on?
No, just you know, pretty much making fun of your sadness.
I'm not sad now. And you know what? I don't think I was sad back then. I was a little perplexed, but at the same time, I remember thinking, I barely had a sex life, and I just had a foursome. Of course, in reality, it wasn't really a foursome. But, you know, in my mind, that was something that was, like, amazing.
Right.
I remember coming home, and it was, like, oh, shit, 2 in the morning or something. And back then, I had a curfew. It was really strict. I had to be home by, like, 10 o'clock or something like that. And that was the one time I smiled while getting screamed at when I got home from that. Like, that was the one time I don't even think I bothered using the I lost track of time excuse. That
you don't even know what almost happened, Dad.
Wait, how'd you know it was him screaming?
Oh, it's just a wild guess.
Good old days. But were they? I don't know. They were good because I was young. It's about...
You just open that front door and then hear the sound of a can smacking against the coffee table?
Loud footsteps and, yeah, a can going into its coaster. Yep. Sound of a cigarette being angrily put out in a glass ashtray.
Like the little thump, thump, thump.
The tap, 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 tap. Yep.
So, Mr. Deck, smell my nose, Dad.
Dan's a liar. We have twosomes all the time. Jerk. Wait until those goddamn quarantine is over. Since Dan annoyed me this time. Here's an actual song for you, Joe. By now,
you
should have
somehow realized what you gotta do. Thank you. Mr. Dax, smell my nose, Dad. Oh, that's what you're going to read?
That's it.
Thank you again, Dan's girlfriend. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart. Oh, man. So, Sorry, there's so many more stories going around in my head, but I'm going to have to wait until I flush
them. Go ahead, throw a story out, motherfucker.
Well, I mean, relating to that or in general? Because there's a couple.
I don't care. What's spinning through your head?
There's, I got to be careful with certain things. I'm always afraid, especially if I think the person's listening. I don't want to. You know how I am, Dan.
Yeah.
Ruiner of momentum on radio shows. I know. But once you read in the chat, or what's going on in the chat for a second there while I figure out which one.
I'm sure your aunt was livid. Joe's dad would have disowned him from that story. Are hand jobs considered essential work?
I'm trying to remember if I ever... I think I tried getting the number of that girl whose place it was to try and go back there and finish the job. I'm trying to remember. We were in contact for a little bit. I remember, like, I felt like I had unfinished business, Dan.
Unfinished business is correct, yes.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking of the other... I remember coming on a Staples uniform in the backseat of a Ford Probe.
Why? Was there another person there?
Yeah, it was the troll and my ex in the front seat. I was in the back seat. And we're in Nick's parking lot at his old apartment building. And they were in the front. And I don't know what led to this, but they just got topless in a parked car. And I started jerking off in the back seat. And then it got to the point where...
So once again, you're just jerking off alone while the two of them are sitting there?
Not paying attention or looking at me. Yes, you're right. Oh, my God. This is a pattern.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
So to them, you're just that weird guy who jerks off a lot.
But they didn't mind.
Did they? They were trying to ignore you.
I do remember leaning forward from in between the two front seats when I was about to finish. And I think I said something like, where can I come? And I think they were, you know, probably a couple pill sniffs to the wind or whatever. And one of them said, like, wherever you want. And I remember...
Just shut the fuck up.
I remember I wanted to come on my ex's tits because she was, like, a million times hotter than the troll.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I wanted to be a gentleman, Dan, and didn't want to, like, single her out. So I remember coming, like, 90% on my ex's chest and then saving a little bit for the other one just so she didn't feel left out. And then that's when I grab that red Staples uniform and pass it to them to wipe themselves off.
The fuck gentlemen.
Damn.
You know who didn't birch out in their sexual encounters? The village people.
Huh? What's that? Oh, Madman, what are you doing to me? Oh, this is probably going to get a fucking copyright. God damn it. No. Also, I don't want this in my head. At all, please. Oh, for Christ's sakes. This is not... I don't like this. This is really annoying. Thank God it's over. Thank you, I guess, Madman92. So, yeah, Dan, that was... I always have to be a gentleman.
So, there's two stories... And both of them are you.
Oh, there's more than two.
Jerking off. Oh, the two of them are less than interesting.
Yeah. I'm not, at the time, Dan, I'm not sure if I picked up on just how disinterested they were.
They're busy, high on fucking pills. Mm. And this fucking jack off, literally. Come on, your boobies? Fucking whatever, man. Jesus. You're harshing our fucking buzz here, man.
Finish while you can start the car and get out of here. But yeah, that was... Nicholas Carenti, Joe, for this abysmal gangbang effort, you deserve All-Star. No, I don't. But... yeah, see, Kitty's saying she sees a pattern. I never really put that together until you brought that up, Dan.
Is there more that you just...
Yeah, there was another time. Well, this.
Oh my God.
Well, the other time was again in the car. I think it was that same Ford Probe. All three of us were in the backseat, and I was blindfolded, and my ex and the troll.
That was the one where they're blowing you?
Yeah, they took turns, and I had to guess who it was. But again, I didn't like finish in either of their mouths. I think, before they went back up to the front seat, we were parked in a parking lot in the winter. They both got out of the car and squat peed in a snow mound that a plow truck had left.
While you jerked off and watched?
I don't think I was.
You don't think?
I don't remember if I was done at that point or not. I might not have been. But again, I came alone. And then
I came alone. The Chocoletta story.
That, you know what? That's actually a good book title for my memoirs.
I came alone.
That's a good mem.
You in the back of a fucking. Oh, my kitty beasts. They were just using you as an ongoing joke.
It's possible. I don't know.
Oh, my God, Joe.
But yeah, I vividly remember the squat peeing in the snow mound.
They were treating you like
that
special kid with the big ding dong.
What? You call me retarded?
No, I didn't say that word.
You guys know any nice, well-mannered black men? This relationship has taken a left turn.
Look, Joe's girlfriend, don't you dare. Fucking Dennis, cocksucker. Just saying, says, let's be honest, Ford Probes gets all the puss. Well, to be clear, that wasn't my car. That was hers. Although I
was getting more puss than Joe.
Yeah, it certainly was.
How many times total did you jerk off in the presence of these two poor girls?
Oh, at least 3 or 4 times. Yeah. And it was only... It was only the one time I had intercourse, and that intercourse was, as I said, 2 thrusts before she said, I just had a hernia operation, this hurts, and promptly got off of me. So, yeah. Yeah.
God, to this day, they probably are like, remember that guy used to jerk off in your fucking car?
If you're looking for hand sanitizer, it's Fusion. It's FusionCBD.com. 70% alcohol with essential oils. Everyone's looking for it. No one can find it. You can find it there. It's a family business with a big hemp farm. I believe that's the proper term. And they make their own there, and it's quite good. So check them out. Nicholas Carenti, LOL, Joe didn't even get I've got a headache. Yeah, no, there was no excuse about why we couldn't do it. It was just understood that, all right, I'm going to jerk off by myself, and if you girls could take your tops off, that'd be nice. That was, like, essentially the extent of our encounters. Yeah. I mean,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Error 718. Joe's going to call these girls tonight at 3 a.m. to ask him why they never finished him off. Robbie.
So I was talking about your line of CBD. Hey, how come you guys never joined in when I was jerking off in the backseat of your car? I came on your Staples uniform, how come?
Just what was it about Three's Company that was so compelling? Oh, fuck. Well, that's about the end. I mean, there's a little more, but...
Kitty B says you got charity tits.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, that's the only way he's going to see him. Let's just...
Or it's the only way we're going to speed this up.
Let's just take him out.
Yeah.
You're just like a monkey in the zoo. Just
I didn't even get to touch him. I was just looking at him.
Oh, Joey.
I know.
Oh, no. It gets sadder every time.
It really does.
Every time, every time you add another layer, it's a sad layer. There's never a good one.
Fucking you!
I heard you like who sings this.
You heard what, Spenty?
You like who sings this.
Oh. What is this?
Oh.
This is Linkin Park? What is this? I don't like Linkin Park. Somebody wants wow. Another new version we haven't heard before, Dan. Gosh damn you. God damn you in the face. God damn.
ERA 718. The Jesus Christ, the story is the 9/11 of blue ball stories. Oh my god. I feel like you were the guy who, when they were just hanging out, you would just keep showing up.
I mean,
like, oh, guys, I look for you everywhere. You never called me, but luckily I guessed you might be at the pizza place, so I came to the pizza place.
Dan,
you guys want to go sit in the car?
Dan, you're making me sound like I was pathetic, and I don't appreciate that.
I'm sorry. I don't think your story made you sound like that at all.
I don't know where you got that idea in your head.
The funny part is, years later, you became such like a, like you were, like it changed so much later.
Yeah, and that goes back to what just saying in the chat said. Joe, were you selling these ladies pills they were sniffing? No, this was at a time in my life. I was 18.
You were just still innocent.
I was afraid of, I was afraid of doing fun things like sniffing pills. I would discover that.
Or licking your vagina.
A few years later, I would discover the pleasure of crushing a Roxy. But back then, no, I was like, what are these bad things these girls are doing?
Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's not how you ingest a pill. That's your nose.
I believe the CVS label says to take them orally. That means swallow.
No, don't crush it up. You'll mess it up. Yeah. It has too much surface area now.
And they obviously didn't like swallowing anything.
Oh, but
I was going to say, there's my rim shot joke for the night. But,
Wow. I did not. Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't think I told you the other, because there's a lot of side stories to that one story that went along with
it. Yeah, I did not know the side stories. I knew of the foursome thing. I didn't realize it ended with you jerking off alone while they watched TV.
Yeah, no, you must have forgot. That's
the story?
Yeah, the foursome story. That's the classic.
Maybe I just didn't realize who one of the girls was and why it makes it so much funnier.
Okay. But yeah, the car stories, they just came back to me as I was retelling that.
Wow.
And I know there's probably more I'm forgetting. But none of them are anything to brag about. That's for sure.
That's the point.
Rose, Joe was still innocent. He was just racist at the time. Yeah, thank God I got over that.
Yo!
Oh, madman.
All that dick and he can't even use it right.
Apparently not. What the hell is this? Oh, for fuck's sake. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, Kevin.
How about we all enjoy a classic?
Please, that would be amazing. Classic. Is this like Pink Floyd, Kevin? What kind of classic is this? You're getting my hopes up here. Cock sucking asshole. Fuck. You know, this might be the song that gets us muted every time it's played, so I might have to talk over this entire thing and lower it. I appreciate your donation. I do not appreciate the sound that is coming through my eardrums right now, but I do appreciate the donation, and I have to lower because the amount of times I've had.
I heard you like Ed Sheeran.
I do. I'm not even sure I know who that is. Is he an actor?
He's the singer.
Fuck is this? Somebody Cock! Told me the world God damn it. How many versions exist of this piece of shit song?
No money.
She was looking kind of
fuck
dumb with
me.
Her finger and a thumb in the shape of an M on her forehead.
Oh, this is a shorter title to what could be my memoirs, Dan.
What's that?
I Come Alone, the Joe Coletta story.
Who the fuck are you?
Ooh, we're doing classics.
Yes, we are, Madman. What kind of class? No, we weren't, actually. Someone gave me false hope about playing a classic.
Those are all pretty classic.
Not just a brief color change of off
sucker.
Codes. We're here to change the rails of grade
this
all our full notes.
Worst.
It wasn't as hard, but what I do know is with abstracted council change the whole game though.
Dan,
it's 2.0,
I know you don't enjoy this. I know you don't. I know you don't enjoy this. Please
well,
stop acting
control.
Like you do.
We must coordinate. But we
coordinate.
No one subordinate. Every team and every project we could get far.
It's kind of the point where this song even annoys Royce, believe it or not. Finally.
What's that?
The song, at this point, even annoys Royce.
Who the fuck are you?
That's how fuck...
I swear to God, all you can expect for the next month is Smash Mouth songs instead of sex. Motherfucker.
Joe's aunt, I don't understand. That's... God damn it.
She's probably very jealous that you were in that foursome.
You know what? Fucking Dennis. God damn it. Get what you fucking deserve. Do you know Ed Sheeran? Apparently,
I know
the,
of him.
The goofy
he's
looking
singer.
Ginger
like
Brit
a,
singer, according to Maureen.
I
know the name.
I don't know. He sings like one of those poppy. So I don't know. I know who he is.
Okay.
He sings like those poppy kind of, you know.
J.J. Stoner, guys, he hasn't figured out Russians are ruthless, and they make things specifically to torture Joe. I love 2.0 Yo Coletta. Oh, I understand how vicious and ruthless my Russian friend and producer Dennis is. It's not lost on me. Oh, I'm well aware. There's not much I can do about it, though. Am I the jelly of crypto rappers? I don't know what that means. Dan,
are you jealous of the crypto rappers?
Oh,
how good they are.
Oh, jealous. No.
That's the kids say. They say jelly.
No, I'm not jealous of wiggers.
Oh.
Just because I played one in a short film once doesn't mean that I'm jealous of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. All right. It's what? Kevin, Joe, when are you going to start stream over in DLive? Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier. Soon. I've been saying that for a while, but hey, I've also been saying for a while we'll do a pop-up show, and look, we just did one Monday, so it will happen.
Yeah.
It will happen. Sorry, Dan, what were you laughing at? What were you reading?
Oh, I was just laughing at Rose saying, Bay is not Russian, you nincompoop.
Oh.
I just love the word nincompoop.
I know you do. All right, I'll check out that song from Sons of Anarchy. Thanks, Jax. Dan, speaking of shows, did you finally watch Tiger King?
No.
What is wrong with you?
Fucking you!
How about
man.
This classic?
Dan, why do I have a feeling this is not going to be a classic?
This is going to be a classic Oasis tune, or possibly some Pink Floyd.
Oh, I like this song. Fucking asshole! Songs fucking Smash Mouth is ruined from these mashups. God damn it. Yeah, see, Jax, everybody likes Joe Exotic. Fan.
I just haven't gotten to it.
Well, I need you to get to it because we have to talk about it on the show. And the last thing I want to do, Dan, is spoil anything for you because there's so much to cover.
I swear to God, it's just like, It's all everyone talks about.
Hang on, sorry.
Hey, what's up, dude?
You're on speakerphone. I'm live on the show. Did you know that?
You're live on the show right now?
Yeah, people can hear your voice.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I should stop jerking off to my YouTube premium right now, or YouPorn premium.
Well, yeah, I know it's free during the coronavirus.
I also heard The Office is your favorite TV show.
The Office UK is good, spent D. Nick, can I... Oh, someone's playing Smash Mouth for me. Sorry, hang on. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Hey, listen, you know the sharpest tool in the shed, you know?
Nick, I was telling the, Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry.
By the way, I had no idea that you were live on the show, and I'm in my shop right now doing work. I'm, like, halfway to the wind right now.
Thanks for being supportive, first of all. What you missed, I was talking about some stories about, do you remember the girl I dated when I was at Staples and the foursome I had and all that?
Yeah, you know what, Joe? You had so many of them that I can't remember. Are you talking about Paper Towel Girl?
It ended in a paper towel. You're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
I'm gonna. We gotta wrap up soon, but I'll call you back after the show.
Find a way to hook Nick up with.
Dan's saying we should find a way to hook you up with the show. You know my place, Nick. When you first walk in, maybe you could just sit there. I could sit at the other opposite end, give you a mic. Put the camera.
Yeah, how do we do it with social distancing? That's what I was gonna ask you too. Like, I wasn't even. I forgot you even were doing the show. It's Thursday. That's right.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I should have been better on my end. But
I
was gonna see how we could social distance and actually hang out. But yeah, how do we figure that out? Because I don't trust where you've been at all. So like, I don't know.
Well, I appreciate that.
Joe Coletta goes many places in life, and. You know, I got a newborn. I don't know if I'm about to chance that.
You know, I even have a gift for your newborn. And
yeah, that's cool. I'll take gifts.
Well, we'll figure out some social distancing hangout. Hopefully, we'll figure out a social distancing show hangout. But,
even if we got them on,
how's that gonna work?
Skype.
I don't know.
Like, with us, man. Oh.
How am I going to social distance myself from the beers that need to be in your fridge and my chair that's near a microphone?
I could set something up. At the very least, you could just hop on Skype with us. You could do that at some.
Oh, dude, I can do that. Yeah, I can do it.
All right.
After
on,
this
sorry.
Evening, I expect your head to not come up for air for the next 3 days.
That's a donation from Joe's girlfriend.
You're getting donations?
Yeah, Nick, I'll call you back after the show.
I'll be right there. Baby formula is expensive. That's if my baby lives with his name.
Nick, when did you start drinking? Okay.
You know, you might want to hang on to that gift until my baby makes it through this whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, you could maybe return it.
Jesus. I didn't consider that, but all right. Frozen Asian, by the way, and I agree wholeheartedly. Frozen Asian, best laugh on the Cousin Joe show is you, Nick.
Absolutely. I love the sound
of
that
it's so contagious. I was just telling the story about the foursome girl, the ex, my friend that I worked with. Remember, did you know that there was once a time in your parking lot of your old apartment building where I jerked off the back seat of their car? Her and remember the little one who had the same name that Mike saw? I jerked off the backseat.
I'm lost now. Wait, which apartment was I in?
The first one when we first met in junior high. I don't want to say the name.
When I lived with my mom.
Yeah.
Dude, that was, it suffered.
Did you know that happened? I actually jerked off in your parking lot? In a car?
Oh, thank God you didn't jerk off in my apartment.
Oh, you don't know about that.
Sure you did.
Well, you know, if you did, you did.
All right. Look, I'll call you in a little bit after the show. I'll call you back.
You got it, buddy.
All right. Talk to you soon, bro.
Love you, dude.
Love you, bro. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
dude,
fuck. I need to teach Nick how to use Skype so we can get on this.
You do, man. You know how fucking fun it would be to have him calling in?
I know.
A show with him? Oh, my God. It would be fucking amazing.
I got to work on that for next Thursday. I mean, maybe even a pop-up show sometime before Thursday next week. I don't know, but I have to...
Yeah, dude. Say the fucking word. That'd be great.
I have to figure that out because Nick is just fucking hysterical.
And then Frozen Asian said, dude, about the laugh. It's, oh, I love that fucking laugh.
Oh, it's so infectious and contagious. And yeah, it's the best laugh ever. Well, shit, we got less than 10 minutes to go here, Nick. Dan, sorry.
Wow. Wow, I'm already replaced, guys.
As soon as he gets
a connection for Nick.
Dan,
bye.
Dan, I was looking at my phone and I saw the.
Longingly.
No, I was making a mental note to call him back after the show, so I had his name on my mind. I apologize, Dan. So,
oh, wow.
What was Rose talking about? And every time I run past, I am disgusted. Thanks, Dick.
Run past. Probably because she knows you jerked off there now. But she's been at your place, and you jerk off there plenty.
What the fuck are you?
No.
How do you like the chili peppers?
I do, Madman92. You gonna send me some chili peppers? Doesn't sound like I remember. Wow, what the fuck is going on here? It's like a David Lynch mashup. What the fuck is this? Well, that was fucking strange.
Dennis, was that Pompaloose that you listened to?
Here, Dan, you can see exactly what it was.
Was that Dennis who sent it?
No, Madman. But yeah, you're right.
I thought it was Dennis. It was Pompaloose.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah, thank you, Rose.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's some Dennis has posted some of their songs over the years.
Did they come out after 1999?
I'm sorry, yes, Joe, they did.
I wouldn't know anything about it then.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't.
No idea. All right, what do you want to do? We'll wrap it up, Dan? I mean, it's almost 9.
Yeah, we can wrap it up unless you have someone else you jerked off in front of.
No, I mean, I can't think of anything else. I mean, nothing that I could squeeze in the next less than 10 minutes, so I think we should get out of here.
Well, we know that, yeah.
And, look, thank you guys.
I mean, honestly, kudos to you for being able to come in that situation 4 or 5 different times.
Well, again, dude, I was 18. I think I
that's true.
Maybe had sex once
before. Right.
Well, I was going to say before that, but I didn't have sex that time either. Not really. But, so yeah, at that age, it was easy. But thank you, everyone, for hanging out with us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dan. We'll definitely see you next Thursday. We may see you again before that Thursday with another pop-up show. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I might jump on. That was fun when we did that.
Yeah. If you want to know when that is, just follow Cousin Joe Show on Twitter or at Joe Coletta or at Cousin Dan, and we'll let you know. Of course, also subscribe to the YouTube thing and click that bell icon thing. So you'll see when we go live.
Notified when this magic happens.
Yeah, some of them. Some get notified, some don't. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, so. I don't know how that works. It's very confusing. I'm here, so I don't have to worry about it.
No, you don't.
No.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. We will see you
soon.
Have a good night.